Buckle up, everybody, because we are diving headfirst into the world of Omniso Workspace 1. We've got release notes articles and even a couple of Lightboard videos to help us break it all down. We'll be talking about the latest updates, what's changing, and of course, what it all means for you.
It's a really interesting time for Omniso right now, especially after that whole Broadcom divestiture thing. They're not just rolling out new features, they're rethinking the whole platform and their approach to employee experience, too.
So let's start with those Workspace ONE updates. The EUC Tech Updates doc gives us a pretty detailed roadmap, and there's a lot to unpack. Like the launcher update, for example, it seems like they're trying to walk that fine line between security and user experience.
Oh, absolutely. Enhanced admin control is always good for security, especially now that more and more companies are going BYOD, but they haven't forgotten about the user experience either. That new bottom bar navigation is a small change, but it makes a big difference in terms of usability.
Yeah, it seems like finding that balance is a theme we're seeing across all these updates. Even the expanded inactivity timer. It supports third-party IDPs now, so IT gets more control. But employees don't lose flexibility.
Yeah, that's smart. Imagine if you were constantly getting logged out. Just because your session timer didn't recognize your external identity provider, that would be a terrible user experience.
Totally. And speaking of changes, Omniso is really going all in on their new brand identity. Remember when VMware End User Computing got acquired by Broadcom? Well, it's officially spun off as Omniso now. And they're updating everything. New logos, new splash screens, even email notifications are coming from norreply@omniso.com now.
This is more than just a rebrand, though. It's a chance for Omniso to set their own course and build their own identity. And let's be real, a dedicated notification system is a good thing. No more digging through emails to figure out what's an important Workspace ONE update.
I agree. A clear communication strategy is definitely key, especially with a big shift like their move to a modern SaaS architecture coming up. This is a huge GE change, and it's going to have a big impact on how IT manages devices and applications.
For sure. It affects everything, from smart group management to application deployment tracking. The KB articles go into all the technical details, so if you want to really understand the impact, definitely check those out. We'll link to them in the show notes.
Great. And speaking of KB articles, did you see those high priority ones? The system migration updates and the end-of-life announcement for the legacy app catalog?
Oh, yeah. They're pretty major. It shows how committed Omniso is to modernizing their platform. These changes might cause some bumps in the road, but in the long run, they're all about making Workspace ONE better and more efficient.
Right. So we've talked about a lot of technical stuff so far, but let's take a step back and look at the bigger picture. Remember those Lightboard videos from ITQ? They offered a really interesting perspective on employee experience, which sometimes gets lost in all the updates and features.
Yeah, those videos are great. They remind us that technology is just one part of the equation. Employee experience is about culture, technology, and the physical environment, too. It's all about creating a workplace where people feel supported and engaged and like they can do their best work.
And it's not just about feeling good, right? A positive employee experience can actually make companies more productive and help them keep their employees longer.
Absolutely. Happy employees are productive employees. And when people feel valued and supported, they're less likely to leave the company. That's why Omniso is putting so much effort into features and tools that make work easier, provide proactive support, and help employees solve problems themselves.
Yeah, that employee experience video really emphasized those points. They broke the concept down into those three elements: cultural, technological, and physical. It's about creating a holistic environment that works for modern employees.
And that holistic approach shows up in the Workspace ONE platform too. Things like proactive support and self-service tools. They're not just about fixing problems. They're about empowering employees and creating a more positive work experience.
You know what really stood out to me? That magic link thing. Imagine starting a new job. And you don't have to wait for IT to set up your accounts or anything. You just click a link and boom, you're in. It's such a simple thing. But it makes such a difference in terms of first impressions and onboarding.
Right. That's the power of automation. By taking care of those tedious tasks automatically, IT can focus on more important things. And employees have a smoother, more efficient onboarding experience. But it's not just about efficiency. It also sends a message. The company values your time, and they want to make things easy for you.
Exactly. And speaking of automation, the endpoint automation video took us on a journey through the entire employee life cycle, from before they're even hired to the day they retire. It was like a sneak peek into the future of work.
It really showed how automation can streamline processes and make things more efficient at every stage. From pre-hire onboarding to offboarding and even decommissioning devices, There are so many opportunities to use automation to make things easier and more secure for both IT and employees.
And it's not just about efficiency either. Automation is really important for security and compliance too. Imagine a world where security patches are applied automatically and devices are always compliant. IT could finally focus on preventing threats and finding vulnerabilities.
That's the dream, right? Automation frees up IT to focus on those bigger picture things, and employees get a more secure and reliable technology experience without having to lift a finger.
It's a win-win for everyone. That desired state concept they talked about really stuck with me. It's about creating a blueprint for the perfect device setup. Everything is configured exactly how it should be to meet security policies and compliance requirements.
And tools like Workspace ONE, UEM, and Freestyle are key to making that happen. UEM gives you that centralized management capability. And Freestyle lets IT create automated workflows to take care of those repetitive tasks. So devices are always configured correctly and securely.
So it's not just about automating individual tasks. It's about automating the whole process of managing devices from beginning to end.
Exactly. That's where the real power of automation is. It's about creating a system that runs smoothly in the background, keeping devices secure and compliant without IT having to constantly step in.
Seems pretty amazing. But what about companies that are already using tools from other vendors? Are they stuck with whatever they have? Or does Workspace ONE play nice with other systems?
That's a good question. And it's something a lot of companies are trying to figure out. They want to build a technology stack that works together seamlessly, but they might already have a bunch of different tools from different vendors. Omnessa definitely wants you to use their whole ecosystem, but they also get it. The modern workplace is all about using a mix of tools. So they've built Workspace ONE with integration in mind.
So it's not an all or nothing kind of thing.
Nope. They understand that most companies rely on a mix of tools and platforms, and they've made Workspace ONE flexible enough to work with other systems.
That's great to hear. It means companies can take advantage of Workspace ONE without having to scrap their existing systems.
Exactly. And that flexibility is becoming more and more important. As companies move towards cloud-based solutions, they need tools that can work together smoothly to create an efficient and integrated technology ecosystem.
This has been a whirlwind tour of Workspace ONE, and we've only just scratched the surface. But before we dive deeper into the specifics, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll explore how all these changes actually benefit IT and employees in real-world scenarios.
Sounds good. I'm ready for a coffee refill.
Okay, so we're back and ready to dig a little deeper into these Workspace ONE updates and how they'll actually work in the real world.
Yeah, let's get down to the nitty-gritty and see how these features can make a difference for the folks using them every day.
Exactly. So let's start with those launcher updates we were talking about before the break. I mean, enhanced security is great and all, but no one wants to feel like their device is under lock and key.
You're right about that. Omnissa seems to get that it's all about finding that sweet spot between security and a good user experience.
Yeah, they seem to have found a good balance there.
Take the expanded inactivity timer, for instance. It might just seem like another security measure at first glance, but think about the impact on people who use third-party identity providers.
Right. I hadn't thought about that.
If you're constantly getting logged out because the session timer doesn't play nice with your external IDP, it would get really annoying really fast.
Yeah, I can see how that would disrupt your flow and make you feel like you're battling the tech instead of working with it.
Yeah, and by extending that inactivity timer to work with those third-party IDPs, Omnissa is recognizing that people work in different ways these days. Huh. It's a small tweak, but it can make for a smoother, less frustrating experience.
I agree. It's those little things that can really make or break your experience with technology. And while we're on the topic of little things, let's talk about the branding updates. I know some people might think they're just cosmetic, but I think it's important for Omnissa to carve out their own space.
I agree. It's a pretty big deal going from VMware and user computing to just Omnissa. And you see that change reflected everywhere, from the logos and the splash screens to those email notifications. It's all about building a unified brand experience and showing that Omnissa is committed to innovation and putting their customers first.
Plus, let's be honest, having a dedicated notification system is so much better. I remember getting bombarded with emails from VMware. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack just to see what was actually important for Workspace ONE.
Right. Now it's so much easier for IT admins to stay in the loop and manage their Workspace ONE deployments effectively.
Speaking of managing deployments, this move to a modern SaaS architecture is a pretty massive project. What does this mean for the IT pros who are responsible for making sure everything runs without a hitch?
Well, this transition really affects pretty much every part of how you manage Workspace ONE. Think smart groups, application deployments, security policies, device, provisioning the whole shebang. IT admins will need to really get to know this new infrastructure and figure out how it fits into their current workflows.
Sound like a steep learning curve.
Yeah, it'll be an adjustment for sure.
Luckily, those KB articles we mentioned have a ton of information to help IT pros through this process.
Definitely. Those articles are a must-read for anyone who really wants to understand the technical side of things and get ready for the changes ahead. And like I said, we'll be sure to include links to them in the show notes.
Perfect. So before we get too lost in the technical weeds, I want to bring it back to employee experience. You know, those Lightboard videos we talked about earlier really highlighted how important it is to create a work environment where people feel supported and like they have the tools to succeed. How do these Workspace ONE updates contribute to that vision?
Well, it's clear that Omnissa is all about making technology more human-centric. They're not just building tools, they're building solutions that make people's lives easier and more productive.
So it's not just about checking off a list of features. It's about understanding what employees need and designing solutions that actually address those needs in a meaningful way.
Exactly. Think about the proactive support idea we talked about before. Imagine IT using something like Workspace ONE Intelligence to spot potential problems before they even affect users. It'd be like getting a call from IT saying, "Hey, we noticed your laptop battery is getting low. Want us to send you a new one before it completely dies?"
Oh, that would be amazing. Instead of waiting for my laptop to die on me in the middle of an important meeting, I could avoid the whole problem altogether.
Right. That's proactive support in action. It's about being one step ahead and taking care of problems before they become major headaches for employees. And that's just one way Omnissa is using technology to make work more supportive and empowering.
I love that. And it's not just about IT swooping in to save the day either. It's also about giving employees the tools to solve problems themselves, like those magic links we were talking about.
Oh, yeah, those are great. New hires can get up and running in minutes. No waiting around for IT to manually set up accounts and configure devices. It's a really smooth experience that gives employees a sense of control right from the start.
And that sense of empowerment doesn't stop there. Omnissa is giving employees more ownership over their tech experience with self-service tools. They can troubleshoot those little everyday problems, update their settings, and access the resources they need, all without having to bug IT for every little thing.
It's all about fostering that independence and giving people the confidence to manage their own tech. And when employees feel like they can handle those basic things, it frees up IT to focus on those big picture initiatives that benefit the whole organization.
It's a win-win for everyone. But let's be real for a second. No system is perfect, and there will always be those times when things go wrong. That's where a seamless ticketing system comes in handy, right?
Oh, absolutely. When an issue pops up that needs IT's attention, Workspace ONE jumps in to help. It automatically generates a ticket with all the important details so the problem can be tackled quickly and efficiently.
Ah, so no more endless hours on hold with the help desk trying to explain every single detail of the problem.
Nope. Workspace ONE does the heavy lifting by gathering all the information about your device, the apps you're using, and anything else that might be relevant to the issue.
So IT can get right to the root of the problem and fix it faster, minimizing downtime and frustration for everyone.
That's the idea.
It really seems like Omnissa is thinking about every angle of the employee experience, from those first few days on the job to the day-to-day support and troubleshooting. They're not just throwing tech at the wall and seeing what sticks. They're actually taking the time to consider how each feature and update will impact the people using them.
You hit the nail on the head. They're not just building a platform. They're building a better way to work.
Yeah.
And they're doing it by putting people first.
I like that. Okay, so let's change gears a little bit and talk about some of the bigger changes coming down the pipeline for Workspace ONE. You know, those high priority KB articles we talked about earlier, specifically the system migration and that end of life announcement for the legacy app catalog. Those seem like pretty big shifts for companies that rely on this platform.
Oh, for sure. Those are some big developments that will need to be carefully planned and executed. Let's start with that system migration. Remember how Broadcom acquired VMware? Well, as part of that whole divestiture, the end user computing EUC division is moving from VMware-hosted systems to EUC-hosted systems.
Whoa, that sounds like a major undertaking. What are some of the things IT pros need to be thinking about as they go through this transition?
The biggest thing is making sure the migration goes smoothly without disrupting everyone's workflow. IT teams will need to take stock of their current setup plan, out the migration process really carefully, and communicate clearly with their users to minimize any potential downtime or interruptions.
It's like walking a tightrope, right? You want to take advantage of this new infrastructure and all the benefits that come with it, but you also don't want to create headaches for your users in the process.
Exactly. It's all about finding that balance. And thankfully, that KB article has a ton of information and resources to guide IT pros through this transition. It's really important for them to understand the timelines, what kind of impact this might have, and the best ways to move their Workspace ONE deployments over to those new EUC-hosted systems.
I'm starting to sense a theme here. Lots of homework for the IT folks. Okay, what about that other big change? The retirement of the legacy app catalog. That's a pretty significant shift for companies that have been using Workspace ONE for a while.
It is. It's like saying goodbye to an old friend. The legacy app catalog has been around forever, but it's time to make way for the intelligent hub app catalog.
Okay, but sell me on it. Why should companies be excited about this change?
Well, for starters, the Intelligent Hub app catalog offers a much more modern and user-friendly experience. It's got better search capabilities, improved app management features, and it's more tightly integrated with the rest of the Workspace ONE platform. It just makes it easier for people to find the apps they need, and it gives IT more control over how apps are distributed and managed.
So it's a win-win for both sides.
Exactly. And I know change can be tough, but Omnissa has put together a bunch of resources and support materials to make this transition as smooth as possible.
That's good to know. People tend to resist change, so having that support system in place is essential to help them through it.
Absolutely. If companies approach this transition with clear communication and a focus on educating their users, they can minimize any disruptions and really unlock the benefits of the Intelligent Hub app catalog.
Awesome. So in this segment, we've gone from those little launcher tweaks to those big system migrations and saying farewell to the legacy app catalog. It's clear that Omnissa is dedicated to creating a platform that works for both IT and employees. But they also understand that managing these complex technology environments can be tricky.
Definitely. And they're not afraid to make big changes, even if it means shaking things up a bit for their users. But they're also committed to providing the support and resources needed to make sure those changes are as smooth as possible.
It's really interesting to see how Workspace ONE is evolving. But as we wrap up this part, I'd love to hear your take on what these changes mean for the future of the platform.
Well, I think we're seeing a real shift towards a more user-centric approach to managing enterprise mobility. Omnissa is recognizing that technology should work for people, not the other way around. They're investing in features and functionality that empower employees, make workflows smoother, and ultimately create a technology experience that's more enjoyable and seamless. I'm really excited to see how these trends continue to shape Workspace ONE in the future.
Me too. It's amazing to see how this platform is adapting to the changing needs of the modern workplace. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's bring it back down to earth and explore what these changes mean for the everyday employee.
That's a perfect lead-in to our next segment. We'll dive into how Workspace ONE is impacting employees' day-to-day lives in real and meaningful ways.
Can't wait to get into that. Stay tuned, folks, as we continue our deep dive into the world of Omnissa Workspace ONE. Okay, so let's talk about the people who actually use Workspace ONE every day. How do all these updates we've been discussing impact the employee experience?
That's the most important question, right? At the end of the day, technology is only as good as how it helps people. And thankfully, Omnissa seems to be really focused on the employee experience.
Yeah, those Lightboard videos really painted a picture of a more seamless, less stressful work experience. Remember that whole magic link thing? Such a small change, but it could make a huge difference, especially for new hires.
It's a great example of how you can use automation to make onboarding so much smoother. New employees can jump right in without getting bogged down by all those tedious setup tasks. It creates a much more positive first impression.
It's like the difference between showing up at a hotel and having to wait in line to check in versus just walking in and getting your key right away. One leaves you feeling frustrated, the other makes you feel welcomed and valued.
Exactly. And that feeling of being valued continues even after onboarding. Workspace ONE is all about proactive support throughout the entire employee journey.
Yeah, like we were talking about earlier with IT proactively reaching out to replace a dying laptop battery. It's like having your own personal IT guru who knows what you need before you even do.
That kind of support can really change how people view IT. It's no longer just a reactive fix-it department. It's a proactive partner that's invested in your success.
But let's be real, sometimes you need to be your own tech support. How does Workspace ONE help employees handle those day-to-day IT hiccups?
Well, that's where the self-service tools come in. More and more people are comfortable troubleshooting their own tech issues these days, and Amnissa recognizes that. Workspace ONE gives employees the resources and tools they need to resolve common problems on their own. No need to call IT for every little thing.
So it's a balance between proactive support from IT and empowering employees to be more self-sufficient.
Exactly. And when you get that balance right, it leads to a more positive and fulfilling work experience. Employees feel more in control, and IT can focus on those big picture projects that benefit the whole organization.
Makes sense. But even with the best support and tools, sometimes things just go wrong. That's when a smooth ticketing system is essential, right?
You got it. When those inevitable issues pop up, Workspace ONE integrates seamlessly with ticketing systems. It automatically generates a ticket with all the important details so IT can get right on it.
So no more spending hours on hold with the help desk trying to explain what's going on.
No more of that. Workspace ONE collects all the relevant information about your device, the apps you're using, anything that might be helpful for IT to diagnose the problem quickly and fix it. Less downtime, less frustration all around.
It sounds like Amnissa has really thought through every aspect of the employee experience. They're not just throwing technology at the problem. They're considering how everything they do impacts the people who use their products.
That's what makes them stand out. They're not just building a platform. They're trying to create a better way to work. And they're doing it by putting people first.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of Workspace ONE, what's the main takeaway for our listeners?
The future of work is human. It's about using technology to empower people, not to restrict them. Amnissa Workspace ONE is leading the charge by creating a technology experience that's more personalized, proactive, and empowering. It's a win for individuals and organizations alike.
This has been a fascinating look at Workspace ONE. We've explored the technical details and how it all connects to a better employee experience.
And as always, we encourage you to dig deeper. We've included links to all the resources we talked about in the show notes so you can explore anything that caught your interest.
Until next time, keep exploring and keep learning.